Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, my friends. Happy Tuesday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today with the news of the last 16 Champions League draw. Not the first one. No. That one didn't go according to plan. Didn't like that one. And United come out about nine times. So the redraw. Here's how it all panned out, the redraw, on the TalkSport Network.
So Villarreal can be paired against all the other seven in the draw. So for Villarreal,
Manchester United.
No, this is not possible because Manchester United was in the group, so we need to draw another one. Villarreal will be opposed to Manchester City. Sorry for the technical issue that our draw is experiencing.
Following a technical problem with a software of an external service provider that instructs the officials as to which teams are eligible to play each other, a material error occurred in the draw for the UEFA Champions League round of 16. As a result of this, the draw has been declared void and will be entirely redone.
It's going to happen again, so I think it's fair. So it was a mistake that these kind of things sometimes happen, especially in the football players and the managers. So sometimes the UEFA too.
When we're on a lad's trip, on a golfing trip, and we're pulling out of a hat and you can't play with the same person you played with yesterday, well, it's not that hard. We do it and we've had them in 10 pints. I mean, so I can't see how on such a huge worldwide competition that this can happen. And then they just throw the blame and deflect to someone else.
A malfunction of the software that ran through an outside provider and which tells us which teams are eligible to be drawn against each other. After the draw, the external independent auditor informed UEFA that they could not guarantee that the problem with the IT system did not exist from the start. And as a result, the full draw needs to be redone. Sporting Clube versus Manchester City. Chelsea FC versus LOSC Lille. Internazionale Milano. And
FC Liverpool.
Liverpool FC. Atletico de Madrid versus Manchester United.
So Manchester United, they are in Premier League action in one of three matches live on the TalkSport Network this evening as they take on Brentford. But there is serious doubts over the game taking place after positive COVID tests among the United first team staff and players resulted in training being cancelled. Let's hear from Brentford boss Thomas Frank.
We are planning to play the game. That's what we are focusing on. We can't control anything else. I think it needs to be a significant amount of COVID cases before the game can be cancelled. To be fair, I think it's a little bit, I'm a little bit in doubt. When is it enough cases for the game to be cancelled? But I guess that the Tottenham situation is the precedence we're going for going forward, I guess so. But other than that, I'm just planning for playing the game.
Just to get it right, we're just missing last year's top scorer, one of our best centre-backs. And I think we are playing one of the biggest clubs in the world, maybe the biggest club, not the best team in England right now. Decent players, what is it called, this number 7, Ronaldo, Rashford, Hernandez, maybe the most creative player in the Premier League last 2 years, so I think it will even out, I think. I don't know, of course, I think. The more we can press forward, the more we can be aggressive. And then, of course, on the ball, I think we need to be pleased with what we did against Watford. I know it's a different team you're facing now. But the way we managed to pin them back second half, I know we were chasing, but still, I think it was quite impressive. it was not everything was perfect on the ball. I think we made too many simple mistakes, but I liked our structure, I liked our intention.
Live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 this evening, the blue half of Manchester. Tabletop as Man City take on Leeds United. Ahead of the game, City boss Pep Guardiola, says he's so far been pleased with the form of his £100 million signing, Jacqueline Grealish.
He has to do exactly what he is doing. Exactly. No more than that. The rest is coming for the time. So he had chances to score 2 or 3 goals every game. And one day he's going to do it. He could do a hat trick against Watford without a problem. Last game, 1 or 2 goals again. And it's going to happen. But the way he's playing is good. And when you play against a fantastic team like Wolves, like it's incredible, well organized defensively, like is a good compliment for the fact that to break their structure is so complicated. So it's just to see the results they got, Wolves got this season, it's difficult for all the players, not just for Jack. It was difficult for Gundogan last game, real tough for him. It was difficult for Bernardo, it was difficult for strikers. So it was difficult, but it was patient and the decisions making was good and he made a contribution. So it has been so important so far with us, play a lot of minutes. And the reason why we finished first in the group stage and being now there in the Premier League is his contribution. So no doubt about that. And he's going to improve, of course, everyone. I need players now getting better. I need the best for a few of them that still needs them. But during the season, we don't have 38 games like all the players are performing really, really, really well. So far, Bernardo has been amazing. Rodri has been amazing. And maybe in a few months, there will be another players that will take this position and these two maybe will drop. Hopefully not, but maybe it's happened. So never I found in my career one season like every single player from the beginning until the end stay on top. So sometimes the high and lows. And what we want is be a high moments and continue as much as possible.
Now, it's also the Dean Smudger-Smith derby this evening, live and exclusive on the TalkSport app as his Norwich side take on the team who, of course, sacked him only last month, Aston Villa. Let's hear from the man himself as he prepares to face his former club.
If you looked at my statement when I left the football club, you know, I stand by every word in that. I had a great time there. Did I want to go? No. But somebody made that decision that I'm not in control of, you know, so you move on and they move on. That's what life's about. And I'm just looking forward to the next game. I'm enjoying my role at Norwich City and thankful they offered me the chance to get back in. We feel that we've left some points out there in the 5 games so far. I thought we were fortunate to win the first one against Southampton. But played really well against Wolves and you know, we played really well against Manchester United on Saturday as well.
Now, as the world of Formula One, or F1, as I like to call it, still comes to terms with Sunday's ridiculous, controversial Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, where Max Verstappen won his first championship title, team principal of Red Bull Racing Christian Horner joined Adrian Durham and Dean Ashton on Drive to insist that no rules were broken.
We have lots of rules in Formula One, and they are the rules. There was a big crash, you know, Latifi, you know, crashed. There was a lot of carbon on the track, and indeed, Mercedes was calling for the safety car at that point, don't forget. So the safety car was rightly deployed. The marshals are cleaning the circuit. They got the car tidied away. And then the procedure is to allow cars to unlap themselves. And, you know, it's up to the race director how he wants to conduct that. He's the referee. He's in control. And, you know, he elected that he wanted the cars between the two leaders to unlap themselves as they do, you know, as is standard practice. And, you know, that's what happened. And, you know, obviously, you've got to feel for Lewis because he did a great job yesterday. He was in the quicker car. And, you know, through using that opportunity with the safety car, but with the strategy to take the new tyres, that's what gave us the upper hand. As I say, if we had stayed on the old tyres, we'd have finished behind him. He would have had the upper hand. But it was that strategy that gave us the upper hand. So I think he's been outstanding. I mean, he's led more laps than any other driver. He's had 10 pole positions, 10 victories. He's had more podiums than any other driver. He's had his share of bad luck. You know, there were incidents that weren't down to him, that the stewards ruled him. You know, that they were either Bottas or you know, Hamilton's issue at Budapest and Silverstone. We had the car blowout in Azerbaijan, but you know, he's kept his head. He's driven his heart out. He's driven with passion, with determination, with great commitment. And he's gone up against, as a 23-year-old lad, up against a seven-time world champion that's at the top of his game. And I think both drivers have been stunning. They've been exceptional this year. They've been a step ahead of the rest of the field. And we've seen some epic battles through and throughout the season from the first race. You know, it's been a vintage year for Formula One, and it's been exciting to be part of. And you know, it's been a long and intense year.
Now, it's fair to say it's not going to plan for Rafa Benitez so far on the blue side of Merseyside, with Everton only having one win in their last 10 games. My goodness. Alongside Sam Atafay, Simon Jordan and former Liverpool midfielder Danny Murphy made their feelings known as they believe Rafa is doomed.
He doesn't have the squad to pull it round. He doesn't have the... He can't take Everton to a level that he needs to for the Evertonians to be happy with that squad. When he first went in there, Sam, I actually thought, you know what, from a footballing perspective, his history, what he's done before, it looked like a decent appointment. Then I'd forgotten, not living in the area, not thinking about it, you know, the Liverpool connection, the things he said about Everton. It's always destined to end in turmoil, this. Look, Rafa's got a history of falling out with certain players who don't toe the line. When you look at Xavi Alonso, Torres, John Terry, Madrid, you had the Ramos situation, Ronaldo, the Alonso one being the obvious one at Liverpool, one of their best players. What he's done with Digne, for example, he's cut his nose off to spite his face. Yes, maybe a game not playing because he's questioned him, or he's, you know, God forbid, questioning a manager these days. But he's put Godfrey at left back, who's a centre back. Talented player, but he can't play left back. Ayew absolutely destroyed him, by the way, yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's not Godfrey's fault. He doesn't play left back. He's a right-footed centre-half.
The risk-reward analysis is that on the balance of probability, the moment something happens that's necessarily... If you know your squad isn't good enough, and you probably do know it, if you know that you can't buy any more players because you're hiding behind financial fair play when everyone else seems to ignore it, and then you look at it and say, I'm going to bring in a guy that ostensibly is going to divide... It's going to be an element of division because there are going to be a significant proportion of Everton fans that aren't going to have him, are going to wait to be convinced. Rafa Benitez, the job that he's doing at this moment in time, hasn't been good enough.
On now to Burnley manager Sean Dyche, joining Laura and Ali on The Breakfast Show. And with it being breakfast time, it was only fair to ask what he usually eats to start off his day.
Eggs on toast from the chef at Burnley Football Club. So thanks Porch. Very much to him. Of course.
Yeah, had to be, Sean.
Bit of spinach, yeah. Sprinkling of cheese, brown, obviously. And here's the twist in the sound, Marmite. Butter with Marmite underneath all that.
What?
That all on top.
See, I told you that was more interesting.
Try it.
Oh, wow. Man, you lost me after the brown sauce, mate. You lost me after that.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Don't, of course, forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today. Get this. This is not a misprint. It's not a misprint, though. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy, from 4 p.m. No, that's what's happening today. Remember, the TalkSport network has three live and exclusive Premier League commentaries tonight, hopefully. 7:30, Brentford take on Man United. That's live and exclusive to TalkSport on the TalkSport app. You can hear at 7:45 Norwich take on Aston Villa, and on TalkSport 2 exclusively live, you can hear Man City take on Leeds, that one from 8 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.